banking on the amazing unregulated e-cigarette.
You know what the most amazing thing about this cigarette is? It isn't one. Introducing the Enjoy King, the first electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and flavor of the real thing. Finally, smokers have a real alternative. New
Enjoy King. That ad featuring a square-jawed Marlboro Man type smoking may make you feel as though you've traveled back in time. Since 1971, cigarette ads have been banned from TV and strictly regulated in other media. For electronic cigarettes, however, it is still the Wild West. Chris Robbins wrote about the unregulated product that some investors predict will overtake traditional cigarettes in the next decade. Chris is editor and reporter at Gothamist.com. Chris, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I know they sell e-cigarettes in retail stores where you are in the Manhattan area, Brooklyn. New Hampshire residents have to buy them on the internet. So for those of us who haven't seen one, can you describe what an electronic cigarette looks like and what it does?
Sometimes it looks like, startlingly so, a regular combustible cigarette. Other times it looks like a pen or some other sort of handheld device, but essentially it's a tube filled with liquid nicotine, tobacco flavorings, other flavorings such as, you know, banana or ice cream or cinnamon. And then it also has an atomizer powered by a lithium battery that's either disposable or rechargeable. That atomizes that nicotine into vapor that we can inhale and then get your nicotine fix.
So full simulation of smoking a combustible, as you put it, cigarette.
Exactly. And that's exactly what these some of these companies are looking for, is to snatch up the market for folks who are already smoking but maybe want something that they believe will be healthier for them or will smell less or that they can smoke pretty much anywhere.
And even lights up at the end of them. I've seen them in action. Some big tobacco companies also have their own cigarette brands. Who else is making them?
Lorillard is probably the biggest. They're the number two tobacco company in the country, but they have this brand called Blu, B-L-U. That doesn't look exactly like a cigarette. It's similar, but it also has the light-up feature on the end. R.J. Reynolds is sort of developing their own. They haven't released it yet formally, but they are still testing their own in-house brand. But Altria, which owns Philip Morris, which makes Marlboro, they're the largest tobacco company in the country. They still haven't jumped on the e-cigarette bandwagon.
You went to a swanky party, apparently, at the Jane's Hotel, and it's a nightclub sponsored by the Enjoy e-cigarette brand. What was it like? I mean, were people just sitting there smoking e-cigarettes?
Yeah, it really was, and this was, to me, totally their intention was. It's a throwback to, you know, Mad Men era New York, if you will, where you walk in, there are, you know, folks puffing away on these things, holding martini glasses, sort of just socializing. But there wasn't a huge cloud of smoke, you know, above the room. It was, you know, vapor that went away quickly, didn't smell. But it was, you know, there was definitely some tentativeness on the part of some of the attendees because, you know, you pick one up and you don't really know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. Like, do you need to flip a switch? Do you need to, you know, plug it in the wall? But, you know, it didn't take but a few drinks for people to sort of warm up to the idea of puffing away on these things.
It's so funny to imagine. I mean, especially bans on cigarettes in most bars everywhere in the country. But another thing that you usually don't see is tobacco-related celebrity endorsements. We found quite a few, including this one from actor Stephen Dorff. And here he's making the pitch for this e-cigarette Blu.
Negative one, I'm tired of being a walking ashtray. Negative two, I'm tired of feeling guilty every time I want to light up. I'm Stephen Dorff. I've been a smoker for 20 years. And I just found the smarter alternative. Blu e-cigs. Blu lets me enjoy smoking without it affecting...
Now, Enjoy, the manufacturer of that cigarette, that was Blu, but Enjoy, another manufacturer, sued the FDA in 2010 to prevent them from being subject to regulation. There is nicotine in them, though. How did they make their case?
Well, basically the FDA said you have to stop importing this device that is a nicotine device that people are using because, you know, you should go through the normal regulations and testing that devices like nicotine gum or nicotine patch have to go through. Enjoy disagreed. They said this is a tobacco device. It's not a device used for smoking cessation. It's not a medicine. It's not a drug. and they won. And so what happened was the FDA was forced to make them go under the regulations as stipulated by the 2009 Tobacco Control Act, but that's taking a really long time. So in the interim, you see, you know, this proliferation of e-cigarette companies being able to do whatever they want while the federal government sort of plays catch-up and tries to decide whether or not this is really a legitimate thing to help people quit smoking or whether or not this is a continuation of this, you know, smoking culture that ultimately is harmful to public health.
We're talking about the skyrocketing popularity of electronic cigarettes, which are, as we just heard, unregulated. Chris Robbins is with us. He's editor and reporter for Gothamist.com, who wrote about smokers getting sucked in by these new products. Well, you just alluded to something. You know, e-cigarette companies are obviously marketing themselves as a healthier alternative to normal cigarettes. Consumers are buying it. So what do public health or medical experts think about these?
They're pretty divided. Some folks who are on the side that these should be, you know, more regulated, they point to the fact that nicotine is a harmful substance, that the other chemicals in these e-cigarettes, including propylene glycol, which is found in fog machines and other sort of, you know, quasi-household devices, they're saying we have no idea what the synergistic effect of this device will yield. We don't know about secondhand vapor. You know, we don't know about the end-of-life stage with regard to the batteries in these things.
Yeah, that's a question. How do people let go of the batteries? They're little lithium batteries, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, NJOY prides itself on being a recyclable product, and they have an exchange program. Other e-cigarette companies are sort of jumping on the same bandwagon of, you know, return 8 of these and then get one back free. But you're right. I mean, what happens to these batteries that are, you know, some of which will ultimately end up on the street corner? The other side of the equation, though, is that smoking is a public health epidemic, and that the rate of success for these other devices, such as nicotine gum, nicotine patches, is not very good. It's a 90% failure rate, as a matter of fact. So, you know, these people are harm reduction advocates. They'll say, on the whole, this is clearly better than smoking a combustible cigarette. Why not encourage people to use these to get off, you know, the real thing, so to speak? And then in the interim, we can sort of figure out the effects on people.
How much do they cost, by the way, an electronic cigarette?
It depends. One NJOY, a disposable NJOY, is $8, but that contains around the same amount of nicotine as would appear in two packs of cigarettes.
Wow.
Some are cheaper, some are more expensive, but that's they're definitely trying to undercut the price of combustible cigarettes, which are, you know, taxed at a very high rate and are pretty expensive.
You did talk to a bunch of e-cigarette smokers and at least one tobacco investor who does think that they will catch fire, if I can use that phrase. You tried them yourself. Now, what do you think, Chris? Will e-cigarettes potentially overtake the traditional cigarette market?
I think it's hard to say now, and it really depends upon how the FDA approaches the product. If the FDA believes, as many former smokers and current e-cigarette smokers do, that this is sort of the key to helping people quit smoking, it gives people that feeling, it allows them to maintain the ritual that they're really hooked on just as much as the nicotine, I think we'll definitely see them overtaking, you know, combustible cigarettes, whether it's 10 years, 20 years. You know, taxes on cigarettes are only going to get higher, and, you know, the number of places where you can use them are only going to get smaller. Mm-hmm. So in that respect, I really do think that e-cigarettes, you know, do have the potential to become, you know, cigarettes of the future, I guess you could say.
Chris Robbins, editor and reporter for Gothamist.com. Thanks so much for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
You can check out his article, Unregulated, Addictive, and Enticing: E-Cigarettes Suck in Smokers, But Risks Remain, by linking to it at our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. Now stay with us for Grading the Gifted. A national survey of exceptional students and how they're identified and educated reveals a wide variety of definitions and imbalances. That's when Word of Mouth continues after a break.